Either way, so we mentioned on Amud Aleph that today's raid was going to focus on the halacha of Mufla Samach L'Ish. We had three ha'aris prepared, but it got late, early, I think. So instead of three ha'aris, we'll speak out two ha'aris as it relates to the halacha of Mufla Samach L'Ish. And the first ha'ara is a very, very important Chuvas Chassam Sofer. It's in Yerideya, it's Tshuva Shin Yud Zayin. It's a tshuva that we've spoken at many times together with Chabura, the Inbeis Medrash B'lei Chiddush, but I think it's very, very important, and really it's very much on the daf right here, not just the Sugya Mufla Samach L'Ish, but specifically Nazir Daf Samach Beis Amar Aleph. So the Chassam Sofer in Yerideya Shin Yud Zayin, he brings a kasha that he saw in the Sefer Tshuva Me'ahava from Rabbi Loza Fleckless, who himself brings a kasha that he heard, quote, from Mechutoni, refers to him as my Mechutin, Harav Hagoyin, Hachorif Ubaki, Rableib Segal Galuga, Mikehila Seinu. So Rableib Galuga, who was clearly Mikehila Seinu, Rabbi Loza Fleckless lived in Prague, so he was from the Chashuvim in Prague. He was the Rosh Yeshiva in the big yeshiva in Prague in the early 1800s. This was already at a time that the Haskalah was raging through the city of Prague. This was not the same Prague that the Noid of Yehuda had left behind when he passed away in 1793. So at this point, there was tremendous Haskalah, but at the same time, there was a very, very chashuv yeshiva. And the yeshiva in the yeshiva of Prague was Rabbi Leib Galuga. And the Tshuva Me'ahava, Rabbi Loza Fleckless, who was one of the chashuvim of Prague as well at that time, so he brings a kasha here in his Tshuva Me'ahava that this great Goyen, Sif Sois of You, Doivois Bekever, Rabbi Leib Galuga asked him. But really, in order to appreciate the kasha, we need a little bit of an introduction. So the Chassam Sofer, in the beginning of this tshuva, he also brings a kasha that a Chacham Echad asked him. He says, Hine Zali Eze Shonim Nishalti Me Rav Echad. So again, you have to hold cheshbon here with all the names. But he says, Lifnei Eze Shonim, many years ago, I was asked a question by a Rav Echad. Now the Chassam Sofer didn't say who the Rav Echad was, but a little bit of investigative work will tell you that this Rav Echad was the great Rabbi Yehuda Asad. Rabbi Yehuda Asad. How do I know that? Because if you look in Shilos Tshuvas Yehuda Yala, which was written by Rabbi Yehuda Asad, it's in Yerideya Simen Aleph. So the Rabbi Yehuda Asad brings this exact kasha. He says, "V'zeh k'moy esrim shana she'orachti kushiyosi anal al Rambam lifnei agoyin Ramosha soifer zeichetzadik levracha of bez v'kehilas Preshburg." But either way, this is Preshburg and Prague converging. This is a question, and this is really the way this tshuva begins, with the Chassam Sofer bringing a kasha that was asked to him. And the kasha is a nifla de kasha. Kasha is azoy. The Rambam in Hilchas Malachim, and this is in Perik Yud Halacha Beis. So Rambam's talking about the halachas of a ben noyach. Says the Rambam, "Ula oylam ein oinche mehen. We don't punish a ben noyach like katan, for like cheresh, for like shaita, lefisha ein a bnei mitzvahs." Says the Rambam, a ben noyach that's a katan, a cheresh or a shaita, we're going to focus on katan, does not get punished if he violates one of the seven mitzvahs bnei noyach. So just like a gadol, I mean, just like a Yisrael has a parish of cotton, says the Rambam, Ben Noach also has a parish of cotton. Is lo'olam ein oichem mehen like cotton lefisha ein a bnei mitzvahs. Rabbi Yehuda Asad asked the Chassam Sofer. He said that the Rambam also in Hilchas Malachim, this is in Perik Tes, says as follows. The Rambam says that one of the seven mitzvahs bnei Noach is evim and achai and basim and achai. V'chei val evim and achai val basim and achai bekol shehu. Meaning, even though we know when it comes to oinchim for all machalos asurois, the shir is always bekezayis, roif shir achilos bekezayis. But when it comes to evim and achai, which is machalos asurois of the ben noyach, if he eats a kol shu, he's going to be chayv. And the reason is shneloi nitnu hashiurin eloli yisrael bevat. Because even though you find shiurim, but shiurim were given to yid, and the shiurim were not given to Oyv de Kechavim, and being that the Shiurim were not given to Oyv de Kechavim, so therefore there's no Halacha of Kezayis. If there's no Halacha of Kezayis, so therefore, says the Rambam, a Ben Noach that eats Evim and Achai, Basav and Achai, even a Kolshu, even if he doesn't eat a Kezayis, he's going to be Chai. So Rabbi Yehuda Asad asked the Nifl de Gekasha. He said, we know that a boy becomes Bar Mitzvah when he turns 13 years old. A girl becomes Bas Mitzvah when she turns 12 years old. What's the Makar to it? What's the source to this? The Rosh in Achuva said that the Makar is, it's halacha l'moshe mi Sinai. Shiurim were all Nemar Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Shiurim Chatzitzin U'Machitzin Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. It's a Gemara in many places in Shas. Says the Rosh, the fact that Ben Yud Gimel Mitzvahs and Bas Yud Beis Mitzvahs is from the Shiurim that were Nemar Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So Yehuda Asad said that if Shiurim are Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, and the Rambam says in Perek Tes Halacha Yud, like Nidnu Ashiurim Elo L'Yisrael Bavad. So if that's the case, there should be no concept of a Bar Mitzvah or a bas mitzvah when it comes to a benayach. If that's the case, there should be no katan or gadol when it comes to a benayach. And if that's the case, vasak the Rambam in Perik Yud Halacha Beis ula oylamein einshemen leikatav leicheresh leishoyt lefisha ena b'nei mitzvahs lechayra, the whole concept of katan is based on the halacha l'moshe misinai, which is shiurim, which will be Yisrael namna v'loy loiv dekechavim. So if that's the case, Rabbi Yehuda Asad told the Chassam Sofer, how do you understand these Rambams? The Rambam says that there's a concept of a benayach katan. Yet the Rambam also said that there's no shiurim when it comes to a benayach. And the Rosh said in a tshuva that the makar to katan and gadol is from the shiurim that were never halacha l'moshe misinai. So if shiurim were never halacha l'moshe misinai and a benayach is excluded from shiurim, like the Rambam said in Mefurish in Perek Tes Halacha Yud, how you talk, and the Rambam says that a benayach katan would be pater and would not be punished for violating one of the shneva mitzvahs b'nei nayach. So the Chassam Sofer said that it's a gevaldige kasha, but at the same time, he said the teretz is pashat. He says this, that the Rosh said that Ben Yud Gimel Mitzvahs is from the shiurim that were nemar halacha l'moshe misinai. All the Rosh meant was that the fact that the day before you turn 13 you're a katan, but the day after you become a gadol, that's halacha l'moshe misinai. But the etzim concept that there's something called a katan and there's something called a gadol, avada, that's not halacha l'moshe misinai. That's a svara pshuta. Chassam Sofer says, when someone's a katan, he's not a bar das. When he's legitimately not a bar das. So what? It's a havamina that he should be punished for doing an avera? Ein locha oynes gedoy l'mizu. And there's a parish of oynes rachmana patre. So avada, I don't need a halacha l'moshe misinai to tell me that a katan that's not a bar das is somehow exempt and is potter from onshin. What then is the halacha l'moshe misinai telling me? The halacha l'moshe misinai is being koyveya when a person flips from being a katan to a god. Meaning, you could have thought that it's totally something else. Kamash malon, that what it's totally in is, are you 13 or are you not 13? And that's why every single boy, when he turns 13, he has a bar mitzvah. Because that's the halacha l'moshe misinai, that's the chiddush, that when a person, a boy turns 13, a girl turns 12, that's when they're deemed to be gedolim. The etzim idea that there's something called a katan and a gadol, that's a svara pshuta, said the Chassam Sofer. It's that it all happens at a certain age. That's from the shiurim that were nemar halacha l'moshe misinai. The shiur is halacha l'moshe misinai. But the concept of katan and gadol, that's pashut. So he said, avada gevist, the halacha, that you become a gadol when you turn 13, that's shiurim. And that's l'yisrael nemar v'loy l'benayach. The Rambam never said otherwise. The Rambam never said that a ben noyach who's less than 13 doesn't get punished, but when he turns 13 he gets punished. All the Rambam said was that v'im hoya katan, if he was a katan, then the halacha is that he's excluded, that he's not going to be punished. The Rambam never said what a katan is, and it's pashit based on the cheshbon that Rabbi Yehuda Asad made from the Rambam in Perek Tes and the Tshuva Zarash. It won't be Talian. So what will it be Talian? So the Chassam Sofer says it's pashit to me what it's going to be Talian. It's going to be Talian whether he's a bar seichel or not. As long as it's sichloi shalom karoi, at that point he's going to be nenash, and that's what it's going to be tolian. In other words, really, katnus and gadlus should be tolian whether you're bar seichel or not. Every single child should have an exam, and we should sit down, and we should evaluate him, and we should say, are you ready to be chayiv mitzvahs? Are you not ready to be chayiv mitzvahs? And for some children, it's going to be at a younger age. For other children, it's going to be at an older age. Maybe some way before 13, maybe some after 13. That's really the way it should have been. And the Emes is, that's the way it is for a Ben Noach. For a Ben Noach, his katnus and gadlus is takatoli in that. We assess him and we make a determination. If Sichlo is Shalim, he's chayiv a mitzvah, regardless of how young he is. And if Sichlo is not Shalim, he's potter of mitzvahs, regardless of how old he is. The chiddush, when it comes to a Yiddish, is halacha l'moshe misinai, that we don't look at it that way. The way we look at it is the shiurim, and just like the shiurim when it comes to achila, and the shiurim when it comes to yasukah, the shiurim when it comes to your age of when you chayiv a mitzvah. And that nekuda enachanami is only the Yisrael. That aspect is not going to be true for a Ben Noach. With that hakdama, says the Chasam Sofer, I saw a nifla v'gakasha that Reb Loza Fleckles brings, b'shem der Shiva in Prague, Reb Leib Galuga. That is, if that's the case, that the taich of katnus and gadlus when it comes to a Ben Noach is not 13, but the taich of katnus and gadlus is what? Whether he's sichle shalom or not sichle shalom. How could the Gemara say in Nozad Daf Samach Beis Amid Aleph that there's a concept of a mufla samach le'ish when it comes to an Evi Kechav? What's a mufla samach le'ish? It means he's almost bar mitzvah, but he's already mufla. If ashteit anesik, he's 100% in. That's a mufla samach le'ish, and that was nisrab of an eschadish that he's included in the parashah of the Freik, Rableib Galuga, Mamonav Shach. If he's a mufla, he's a gadol. And if he's not a mufla, he's a fartig a katan. What's mufla samach le'ish? By Yisrael, I understand mufla samach le'ish. Because really, katnus and gadlus based on the loch l'mesh b'sin, and he's telling you whether you're 13. Oh, it's telling you whether you're 13. So, enachanami, there's a bria call that I'm not 13. And really, I'm a katan. You don't have to put on tefillin. You don't have to learn kriyashma. You put them in van alle mitzvahs in the Torah, but you fart, you're a mufla samach le'ish. And because you're a mufla and you're samach le'ish, you're within a year of bar mitzvah. That's the rabbi we left on the table, what exactly mufla samach le'ish is. But the bottom line is, you're close enough to be bar mitzvah and you're a mufla, so you're included in the parish of Nadarim. Oh, but by a ben noyach, it's a memorav shach. A vifl, he's mufla, he's a gadol, because there is no shir of when you become a gadol. The Torah says you do an exam. So if he passes this exam, then by definition he's a gadol. If he's a gadol, then what's this chiddush of mufla samach le'ish? This is the kasha that he has. Zok tichsam soifer. It's a meridik a kasha. Oh, but v'loy kasha midi. Oh, but it's not really a kasha. Why not? I read it inside. It's mamish beautiful. L'shayni yasaf. Says the chsam soifer. Bevadai, b'chol dinim ha-noyach in b'benoyach, u'b'chol in your name. When it comes to all dinim that are related to a benoyach, ein mokum l'shiyurim. There's no mokum for shiyurim. Da'loch l'moyshe misinai heim. U'li Yisrael nemru v'loy l'b'neinoyach. Like Rabbi Yudah said. Ach, ha nidarim ve'erichin. But the parish of Nedarim and Erechin einenu mi mitzvahs b'nei noyach. These are not mitzvahs b'nei noyach. Ela ha-toyrach hitcho ish-ish l'rabbis b'nei noyach she-noydru Nedarim v'nedavis ki-Yisrael. The price of the Gemara board in today's daf. Im kein, being that the goy shaychas to the parish of Nedarim is from a riboy of the parish of Nedarim v'shteit by a yid, mistayin ki-Yisrael, then you have to say that the goy's shaychas to the parasha is going to be mitlatoli in the yid shaychas to the parasha. Loi mi boi l'man doma doi mino mino. That's pashat koin to man doma that holds doi mino mino. Doi nedem Yisrael u mino ma'lahalam bezmanu b'shtei Cyrus hachanamike. El afilu iba alma doi mino v'oiki ba'asra. But even if you hold like the man doma that always holds doi mino v'oiki ba'asra, haino I have a ksiv b'chad kro Yisrael. The Nachri, Vavi Makshina Nachri Yisrael. So if I had a parish of Nachri, a parish of Yisrael, Daimina Vaiki Be'asra. Avo Nachri like Siv. Uman de Kar Shmei. It doesn't say Nachri anywhere in the Torah. Ela Ish Ksiv. Vaik me meribuya oid ish achar hainu Nachri kemoya isha Yisrael. So if the whole ribuy to the Ben Noach, to this parish comes from the Yisrael, so Vidavka Kishahevi Bei Cyrus Bezmanoi. So now he's Meshuba to the Yisrael, and it's only if he brings two Cyrus Bezmanoi, umimatina and hasa mufla samach le'ish. But by the year, there's no mufla samach le'ish. Vachozal in Yinadarn ve'erichan. Vachol dinei v'kin your name. Vachulu chulu. But the bottom line is, says the Chasam Sofer, that Enochanami, ordinarily, when it comes to all Dine Bnei Noach, a Ben Noach becomes a Gadol when he becomes a Bardas. Aydez Allah Moshe Misina, Li Yisrael Nemre Veloy the Bnei Noach. But what's unique about the parish of Nedarim is that even if it's Shaykh to the guy, but the guy's Shaykhis is from a ribuy in the parish of the Yisrael. It's the extra word Ish that it says by Yisrael. And if that's the case, doin mino mino, you can't be more than the parish of the Yisrael. And if the Yisrael becomes chayiv and shayach to this parasha when he becomes bar mitzvah, so if that's the case, when it comes to the Oivik Echavim, it would be the same way. So at the end of the day, the Ben Noach's halacha of when he is subject to the laws of Nadarim is not totally when he becomes a gadol, a chol dinav, but it's totally in when he would become a gadol had he been a yid. And a yid becomes a gadol when he becomes 13 or when he brings shteis iris. So too when it comes to ben noach, it's going to be the same way. If that's the case, so now you can have a parasha muflas samachlish. Now it's got a chiddush because we saw man damer that holds muflas samachlish is the rabbanon. Yet by the ben noach, it's going to be direct. It's fine. There's a ribui for that. There's a drush for that. The question was fundamentally, how do you understand the muflas samachlish? If he's a mufla, he is an ish. He's not a samachlish. The teretz is because he's coming from the parsha of the Yisrael. And by the Yisrael, there is a concept of an ish and a samachlish. As a result, by the ben noach, there also has to be a parsha of an ish and a samachlish. And that's why there could be something called a mufla samachlish as it relates to a ben noach. That's the first star. It's just the truth. It's chassam soifer. The shiny as up. That's the first star. The